Today, I'm going to break down why memorizing vocabulary on its own fails and the smart way to make sure those words stick. Hey, I'm Simone, and welcome back to URE. Ready to stop wasting time and start making real progress? Hit the like button and don't forget to subscribe. It helps me and it'll help you get better at English too. Let's jump right in. Before we start, make sure you download my special free ear training if you struggle to understand native speakers in real life. Without effective ear training, understanding spoken English can be very challenging. Download it now. Link in the description. So here's what usually happens. Without context, the words you learn just stay isolated, like they're all by themselves. No connections, no story. And in a real conversation, when you actually need that word, it's like your brain just freezes up and simply doesn't come to mind. Yeah, we've all been there. Awkward silences, right? This happens because those words are just floating around. No real connections, no real meaning. Alright, let's make it easier. Imagine you're learning the word predict. If you just see it on a list, it's just another word, right? But if you learn it in a sentence like, the weather forecast predicts rain tomorrow, suddenly you know exactly when and how to use it. Now, it's not just a word. It's got a place. You know it's about something in the future, maybe weather, maybe something else, but it's clear. And honestly, context is what makes things stick. By connecting a word to a real story or situation, you're creating a more powerful memory. Think about it. How easy is it to remember your friend's funny story compared to, like, a random fact? The story has emotions, images, and context. Your brain loves that stuff. That's why context is the key. It takes those boring old words and brings them to life. So, now that you know why just memorizing words doesn't work, you might be thinking, okay, so what should I do then? Don't worry, I've got you. I'm going to share a few simple tips that'll make a huge difference in how you learn vocabulary. These tips will help you actually remember and use the words you learn when you're speaking. All right, let's jump into the first one. Tip number one, use sentences. All right, tip one is all about making new words stick by using sentences. Imagine you're collecting puzzle pieces. Each word is just a piece, but without putting them together, you never see the full picture. So instead of writing celebrate alone, add a memory to it. Like, I can't wait to celebrate my promotion. Now the word celebrate is connected to something personal. This way, you've not just learned the word, you've given it a story, something your brain can remember. Make it funny, make it real, whatever helps you link that word to an actual experience. I can't wait to celebrate my promotion. Next time you learn a word, skip the lonely lists and get creative with sentences that mean something to you. Tip two, visualize it. Tip two is a game changer. This isn't just about learning a word, it's about seeing it come to life in your head. Imagine you're learning explore. Picture yourself, backpack ready, walking into an unknown forest, feeling the adventure, hearing the sounds. You're not just saying a word, you're making a whole movie in your head. By giving your brain an actual image, you're creating a connection that goes way deeper than just memorizing the word. So next time, picture yourself in action, make it a movie, and I promise it'll be way easier to remember. Tip 3, stories. Have you ever noticed how you forget random facts but can remember your friend's embarrassing story from years ago? That's because our brains are wired for stories. Let's say you're learning invite. Instead of just saying, I invite someone, make it a story. I invited my friends over and we ended up baking a cake that looked nothing like we planned. Stories are powerful because they tie emotions and actions together. They help you remember the whole scene, not just the word. So take your words and wrap them in stories. It makes them way more fun to learn and they stick with you for longer. I invited my friends over and we ended up baking a cake that looked nothing like we planned. Finally, tip 4, practice real conversations. Here's the truth. Words get comfortable when you use them. Think of it like learning to ride a bike. You only really learn when you're on the bike, wobbly or not. If you've just learned celebrate, start using it with your friends. I think we should celebrate after this. Or if nobody's around, practice by yourself. It might feel weird, but it works. Talking to yourself, recording your voice, it's all about giving your brain practice with these new words in a real context. The more you use it, the more natural it feels. So, keep the conversations going, even if you're just talking to your pet. That practice is what will make those new words sound second nature. And there you have it! 4 ways to make new vocabulary part of your life. Use sentences, visualize it, make stories, and practice talking. Mix and match these tips, use them however you like, and I guarantee you'll see a difference in how well those words stick. All right, that's it for today, everyone. I'd love to hear from you in the comments. What's your favorite way to learn new words? Or maybe you've got a unique tip of your own. Share it with us. Let's help each other grow. And hey, if you want to keep improving your English, don't forget to grab my free ebook. It's packed with useful tips and exercises to take your learning even further. You'll find the link down in the description. And stay tuned, there's more coming your way. You don't want to miss it. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Keep practicing, keep learning, and I'll see you next time. Bye!